I want to go through some of the basic points of the actual Bedika. Hopefully we'll be able to cover most of it in this year. So Malachus Bazal said the Bedika should be done at the beginning of the night time. Laura Nair. The person before he does the Bedika makes a bracha. It was the night of the 14th. He makes a bracha. He should not speak between the bracha and the beginning of the Bedika. If he spoke between the bracha and the beginning of the Bedika, he would not be, the bracha is a bracha of Atala. If after he started the Bedika he needed to interrupt for something which is for the purpose of the Bedika, that is mutter. The person needs to use the bathroom, that is mutter. And then he would say Asher Yotzar. And preferably he should not speak in order to remain focused on the Bedika. But if he did speak about something else which is not relevant to the Bedika, still the bracha does not need to be repeated. The person, when he's checking, has to make sure that he's doing a thorough process of checking. He can't just walk around cursorily. And with this, I wanted to move into the discussion of the minig of putting out bread. So there is a minig of putting out 10 pieces of bread. It preferably, what you should use, Mr. Burris says it should be a hard piece of chametz, that it shouldn't crumble and leave crumbs. Some people wrap them in something to prevent them from leaving crumbs. The items should be less than a kazayas. Why? Because if they're less, if you do have problem finding one of them, it's less than a kazayas. The person will not be over this by yomotze. So they should be put in place. Mishra Berurah says that the children can't get to them, and the person should be very careful not to lose them. Why do we do this? So one argument we do this is because we don't want the bracha to be a bracha levatala. So the Gra says very strongly that it's not a bracha levatala. The mitzvah is not to find chametz. The mitzvah is to look for chametz. If you don't find any chametz, it's fine. So there's no question that this is not a bracha levatala, even if no chametz is found. One suggestion, which the Sharat Zion says, that nowadays, because we do a thorough cleaning beforehand, possibly we're creating a situation where these rooms do not really require bedika. I.e., the reason why we said you need to do bedika is because there's a chazakah, there's a good possibility there's chametz there, it's been used, so there's a chazakah, if there's chametz there, you have to be aware there's no chametz. By cleaning it thoroughly, while I'm cleaning it, I've removed everything, I've created the opposite of that chazaka. The chazaka is no longer that there's chametz there. I've cleaned it, I removed it. There could be there's even a chazaka that there's no chametz there. So maybe I don't have a chiyuv bedika anymore, and maybe it's a bracha levatala. So the Sharat Zion says, by me bringing chametz back into the room, I'm clearly undermining this new cleaning process, and now have a true bona fide chiyuv bedika. And that's how he explains that maybe nowadays it would even if a person did not have a minhag, it would be appropriate to do so. But it's important to point out, if a person just goes around collecting those pieces of bread, he's not Yotzei. Rosh Zalman adds another point, and he says he's going to understand that the Abdra Chiyuv Bedika nowadays, even after we've cleaned, part of our Chiyuv Bedika is to make sure that you've cleaned. That you've cleaned properly. Sometimes a person thinks they cleaned well and realize that they didn't do such a good job. They missed something. So when we go, Laura Nair, which allows us to look at each item individually and focus in on it, as opposed to taking a quick look around the room, but looking at each item separately, we'll be able to see that we really do a good job on cleaning or not. So part of the Chiyuv Bedika, which Rosh Hashanah says, is to check whether the Nikayon, the process of being manaka, the room, of cleaning the room, was done appropriately. Okay, going back to the Lacha of Bedika, that when a person has to check multiple areas, he can make one bracha, even to go from one, he makes a bracha on his house, and he goes to check his car. He would not need a bracha. The fact that he's walking alone does not take away his bracha. Even if he goes to another building afterwards, he could be able to make, so a person wants to check his house and check his office, go back to his office and check it. So he can do that with one bracha. He does not need to make two brachas. There is a minhag which is brought down that a person should take along a feather. The purpose of the feather is to allow the person to sweep into very small cracks and crevices and get out any crumbs which are there. So it's the Mishavur brings down this minhag. There's a minhag to use a spoon, a wooden spoon. Now the purpose of the wooden spoon is not just it's you use the spoon to hold all of the chametz that you found, but the advantage of the spoon is that it burns. So this will be a reminder that you have to burn your chametz because you have this item over here which has to be burnt. After you finish the bedikah, any chametz the person wants to still have in the house has to be put in a very secure place, in a secure place that it can't be taken around by children or by rodents, which would thereby undermine the validity of your bedikah, and you have to do a new bedikah. So the chiyuv bedikah, what we mentioned yesterday, goes into the bathroom as well. You would have to look over your cosmetics and those type of items if they are something which you may keep for Pesach or not. The medicine chests. Also, all the things need to be done in the part of the process of the bedikah. We still need to discuss, does everything have to be done on the night of the 14th? And we will talk about that with Hashem in a different shiur. Have a good day.